Hello. If you're one of the people messaging me about orchestra tickets, yes, they're on sale. The site did crash because of high traffic today. But I think they'll be able to sort it out in the next few minutes. So hang tight. Also, the site crashed because of high traffic. Thanks.
Hello, this is James Pulley. Welcome to Perf Bites News of the Dam Daily Edition for the 27th of October, 2020. Today's edition is brought to you by Folk Consulting Services. Folk Consulting Services has more than 15 years of experience as a high-caliber, industry-leading services provider of application performance testing, monitoring, and management with a strong background in software quality assurance. At Folk Consulting, we believe we have the greatest consultants in the world, and we love growing our customer-focused relationships. Find out more at www.folkconsulting.com. That's Folk consulting.com. Okay, I have a bone to pick with academia. Yeah, so this is going to be a little bit of a, ranty, perf-ranty style in this case. Nearly every day on News of the Dam Daily Feed, we'll find students impacted by the use of learning management software, and in particular for the upload of assignments. The noise is most often from high school and college-age students, which shouldn't be unsurprising given the legal barriers for the use of social media for people ages 13 and below. But in particular, this does impact my cousin, which is why I have a bone to pick with people. She is a teacher in high school in Arizona. Her students are impacted. She's impacted. Makes their life difficult, makes her job difficult. So hence the little bit of a ranty nature here. Now, to be fair, learning management systems sit at the nexus of a lot of challenges. First of all, students tend to wait to the very last moment to upload all of their work assignments. This is kind of the traditional human procrastination problem. Secondly, the desire to check work for plagiarism and other content issues as soon as the product is uploaded is very common with learning management systems. You submit, and then all of a sudden it kicks off a whole bunch of processes right then. Also common with learning management systems today is this concept of a hard connection. I connect directly to the LMS and I upload and I'm using resources associated with that connection. And so we have this concentration of a short-term need for massive resources right at the end of the day when assignments are required to be completed, or at midnight or something of that nature. And if this is multi-tenant SaaS hosted, you can multiply that by tens, hundreds, or thousands of classrooms around the country. So you can see the problem. We have the short-term need for massive resources across the whole finite resource pool. We're exercising network on the upload, memory on session-related objects, and holding the upload in memory so we can check it. We have disk for storage, and then we have CPU for the checking of content. So we have kind of the worst of all possible world. We have everybody coming together all at once, and then we need to hit every resource at once. Now, to be fair, most of the learning management systems on the market never imagined a problem like COVID-19. They were looking at subsets of a user population. Maybe we had a calculus teacher at one high school and we wanted to make them available to other high schools and other students in the county. Or we had a subset of special needs individuals who were learning from home or very, very distant to the school, and they couldn't make it without home-based learning, something of that nature. But never was it really imagined that we would have whole school systems or whole universities all of a sudden converting online. And this doesn't leave much of an opportunity to engage in re-engineering in order to address some of these inefficiency issues. Now, when you're dealing with a small user population, it becomes very easy for us to do content checking of a document as it's being uploaded and stored and hard connections and everything because we don't have everybody in the universe taking advantage of the system. But now we do need a better way to manage this upload process and avoid this concentration of all the resource demands at the same time. And in essence, we need to break the hard connection first. We need to take a look at what's going on with all of these session items in memory, because sometimes it could take 20 or 30 minutes, depending upon the configuration, just to clean those things up. Yeah. So how shall I put it? Cue the cloud here. It's a bit of a play on words, but instead of having the payload go directly into the learning management system, let's consider pushing it to a cloud-based queue. Now, we could manage our own. We could use something like RabbitMQ, or we could use a simple queue service available on Amazon or its peer equivalent and other cloud providers. But the key is here, we want to push that management of connection to someplace else, not as part of our core learning management system. We want to manage the session someplace else where they're very, very quick to clean up resources. And we want to shift that instantaneous demand on our system for all the resources and kind of spread that out in that case. So instead of checking everything at the end, we'll get the date and timestamp so users are not impacted by their upload, because nothing else is going on at that point. It's just upload and receipt. And then we can take those items which are in the queue and we can process them. We can move them through the second stage, which is to do business rules check, to do plagiarism check, things of that nature. If necessary, we can spin up multiple consumers in the cloud. We can have a queue manager that looks and see, okay, what is the queue depth? Oh, our queue depth is over 50. Well, let's spin up two additional cloud consumers for processing that data. And as the queue rotates down to zero, perhaps these are even self-terminating processes where they check a couple of times, and after two or three instances, if there's no data to consume, well, you know, they self-terminate and things of that nature. So we can get a very, very generous use of resources just at the time we need it, and then we can shrink back down to a much smaller footprint. But we also avoid that high concentration of load in every area. So when you're looking at your architecture, and this is not necessarily just for learning management systems, but it's something that's on my mind today because I see it almost every day in the News of the Damn Daily Feed, and my cousin is impacted, and you may have members of your own family that are impacted as well if they're in high school or college at this point. So wherever you see a high concentration of load across all your resource stack, where you're involving multiple or all members of the finite resource pool, so that's CPU, disk, memory, and network, you need to find a path to break that concentration into multiple steps where the bias is on different parts of the resource pool at each stage after you've broken it up. And the reason why you want to do this is because under high load conditions, where you have a concentration of a business process that uses all those resources at once, even in the cloud with auto-scaling turned on, it's going to become very easy to actually exceed the resource pool on a given host. So by breaking this process up, you're able to give resources as needed to just pieces of the business process, make them more stable, make them more scalable, and you're also able to process the data at a rate that the system is capable of consuming instead of the rate at which the consumers or the clients of the system are able to produce. That queue gives you a little bit of, you know, accordion expansion and contraction capability. For those of you who have been listening to Perf Bytes for years, you'll recognize this same pattern associated with charities online, where you have this high concentration of individuals who are giving at a particular point, and the system simply runs out of resources and inability to take their donation. And in the case of a charity, this is problematic because many people do not come back. but it's the same architectural pattern. We have this hard connection to the charitable contribution system. We have some amount of network that's being used. We have an acceptance of data. We have a processing of data, which is associated with the CPU and potentially other network as well. And then we have storage. We have that high concentration of all resources in one item. And particularly if it involves something like PBS and the giving campaign, and you're going to get the Roy Orbison CD and T-shirt if you donate the $50, you know that the site is just going to go down. It's not going to take the load of that, because nobody can resist the Roy Orbison CD and the T-shirt that goes with it. So you need that expansion capability kind of built into the system. So architects, you know, keep this in mind as you're looking at the system. Yes, this is process reengineering. Yes, this is likely to take business and architecture buy-in, but the net impact is a much higher degree of scalability without the frustration on the part of the end user as well. And hopefully this results in fewer help desk calls as well. Thank you very much for listening today. If you would like your site down content covered on the Daily Damned, send us an email to notd@perfbytes.com. I'm James Pulley, and this has been Perf Bytes News of the Dam Daily Edition for the 27th of October, 2020. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.